Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are joining you from Petco Park, and the SDCCU fan hotline brings us the great Padre third baseman, Manny Machado. Manny, nice to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Let's go back. Let's talk a little team first. If we went back to the beginning of the season, I told you coming into the All-Star break, this Padre team would be right around 500, sitting right in the middle of the wild card race. What would you have said then?
100%.
That's cool.
100%. That's where we're going to be at.
Yeah.
A little better, probably.
Okay.
Little better. Uh-huh. But, you know, I thought, you know, coming into spring training, I saw the guys. I knew what we had. Knew the type of team we were gonna be, the talent, you know. And then once the season started, we got off to a great start, and you know, we haven't stopped since. So we believe in each other, which is the thing. I've been along, you know, on quite a few teams that I've won, and you know, the biggest thing that always teams miss is the want. You know, yeah. You gotta want it. You gotta have that want in you. You know, you just gotta want to win, and I think everyone in there wants to win. They want to get better. We want to get somewhere because we believe in each other.
Manny, you guys have a relatively young team out here. You've been fortunate. You come over to a brand new spot, and you kind of have like a three-headed monster with the vets, right? You got you got Kinsler, and you got Haas. At least on the offensive side, there's some veterans in that pitching staff too. Has that been nice? Has it made the transition easy to be able to have two other guys who the young guys can go to, and you're not overloaded with that as you try to get accustomed to a new place?
100%. I mean, it does make it a lot easier. We have, you know, Kins, who's been along for a long time, has done a lot of great things for this for baseball. He's been around a lot of winning teams. Yeah. He's been around a lot of young talent when they came up, so he kind of understands the game. He knows how to deal with a lot of things, and you know, honestly, I've learned from him.
Right.
You know,
right.
I've learned from how he carries himself, how, you know, how he teaches, how he, you know, how he speaks. You know, it's all learning things. You know, so you know, we learn from each other, and then we have Haas, who's one who also has a big you know, big voice on this ball club, and you know, could help out. So it does help out that we have such a great group. Of guys who want to learn, who are excited to continue to learn, and then, you know, we have myself, Kins, and Haas to help them in whatever way they can, and you see it out there. You know, every day we keep learning as a group, as a ball club, and it's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, who's had more fun, you playing with Fernando Tatis Jr. or Fernando Tatis Jr. playing with you? Because the two of you guys just look like you're having a ball out there entire time.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's. What he brings out every day. I mean, he seems to impress everyone every single day, with whether it's defensively, offensively, on the base paths, whatever it is. I mean, he seems to impress people. So it's been fun to watch. It's what's been the most impressive thing has been watching him develop as a player, grow as a baseball player. Every day, single day, comes in here and he wants to learn. He wants to get better at little things where, you know, guys don't at that age, at 20 years old. I was out here just going out there and having fun and just playing baseball. I wasn't trying to learn, you know. Obviously, the next year I came in, had, you know, quite a few games under my belt, had playoffs under my belt. So I wanted to learn and get better, obviously. But as first year, right out the gate, coming in here defensively, wants to get better every day, wants to win a gold glove. And, you know, I mean, those are things you can't teach. You can't really teach that. So it's you know, I mean, I think we're having fun together. I think, you know, he brings me down, enjoy myself whenever I'm having a bad day, and vice versa. So it's I mean, everyone out there, it's very, like, we have such a great group, and guys don't understand. Like, it's just fun to come to the ballpark every day.
Manny Machado joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Manny, you signed a big deal. You come over. How difficult is it not to fall into the trap of trying to prove everybody, this new place that you're at, trying to prove to them that you are worth what you got? Because you see a lot of guys go through it. Obviously, right now, you're as hot as you can be. But was that difficult to try to avoid that?
Honestly, it's they can't go back now. They already got it already, so it don't matter. You know, I'm just being honest.
Right.
It's no going back. But, I mean, that's just who I am. I love playing the game. I've played this game. I love this game. I die for this game. I die for my teammates. I go out there and I'm leaving it out there for my teammates. And honestly, that's the most important thing.
Right.
You know, it's this game is hard. It's 162 games, 600 at-bats.
Did you say that again? This game is what?
Hard.
So this game is really hard.
It's really hard. It's
just
hard.
He makes it look so easy. Right. That's all.
No, it's not. It's not that easy. That's just how I play.
Okay.
But you know, it's hard. It's not easy. And you know, that's how I see it. I want to go out there and win every day, single day. And you know, whether I go 0-for-4, I could do something defensively to help the team.
Right.
I could do something on the base paths to help the team. It's not always about offense. You know, it's a team sport, and you know, you can win the game in different ways, in different aspects of things. So that's how I see it. I go up there, you're gonna slump. It's just normal. It's just normal. It's part of the game. You're gonna make errors. You know, you're gonna run the bases wrong. You're gonna get screwed up some way or some other. You know, but you could still impact the game in whatever way.
Right.
It doesn't matter. That, you know, those are things you could control. You know, you can't control if, you know, I hit a line drive
somebody right at the second baseman. Right,
somebody's standing right there. Or you hit a line drive to the right center field, and there's the right fielder's playing in right center field instead of right field.
Right.
You know, those are things you can't control. You know,
nowadays, so. The second baseman's playing right center field.
Exactly my point.
Get out of my way out there.
So it's not easy. It's not easy. But, you know, I just try not to fall into that trap, and I just try to go out there and enjoy myself every day, have a smile, and you know, play the game that I've wanted to play since I was, you know, a baby.
I really think you've given that off to the fans here in San Diego. I think everybody was wondering what's Manny Machado going to be like, and I think from day one we've seen a fun-loving guy who just enjoys playing the game and really gets along well with his teammates. Now, a couple of the other things we've seen have blown our minds. Sorry about that. But when you go into foul territory in Arizona, practically from the dugout, and throw across your body and get an out at first base, most of us go, wow. I'm curious, is there anything in sports that you watch somebody else do that makes you go, wow?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that
he's a Kobe
there.
Bryant fan, so I know he has something.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right.
Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah, it happens. You know, I mean, it's just the beauty of sports, of all sports, is, you know, you get to see other athletes, you know, go about their business, how they train, how they practice. And then it comes so easily. It comes so easy to Odell Beckham to make those catches now.
Yeah.
You know? It makes, you know, Aaron Rodgers make those throws. Like, how did he make that throw? You know? Like, how did he squeeze it past three guys and put it right where he wanted to throw it? You know, I mean, it's just impressive to watch.
I'm glad somebody else is thinking that, not just me when I watch the game.
It's hard, you know, but as an athlete, it's why I say wow. How do you do that? It's because I know what he did and how he prepared for that.
Right.
Because I do that myself. I prepare for those plays. Whether it's obviously in the game, it's completely different, but there's some way, somehow, that you could somewhat simulate that throw. You know, I'm running into foul ground. In practice, sometimes I run 5-6 feet more that way, just so I could get the angle of it. And, you know, I hit Haas in the chest, you know what I mean? But I practice it so that when it happens in the game, I've kind of already put myself in that position that I feel comfortable in it.
Well, thank you so much for doing that play, because I can't get it out of my head still, even now.
Okay, I want to move to something completely off of baseball. I love shoes, and you're one of the few guys that gets blessed with the opportunity to wear the Jordan brand. First and foremost, what has been your favorite pair that you've gotten so far?
Oof, wow. Honestly, last year we got, was it last year? I think it was last Christmas, maybe two Christmases ago. We got blessed, and MJ sent us, everyone on the brand, he sent us a custom. Remember when the 11s came out,
yes,
all red fire ones
yes.
came out? He sent us a pair with them, with our initials on them, and it said, like, you know, Familia.
Oh, that is
I mean, we opened up that gift, and we're like,
And when you say open it up, it don't come in a regular.
No, it don't come in. That's what I'm saying. Like they outdid themselves in the Space Jams when the Space Jams came out. You know, they outdid themselves and they it was like this big box. You know, and you open it up and it had like you know had the cartoon, it had the show and everything on an iPad, and then it had Michael.
The iPad
sauce.
Came in the box.
Came in the box. It's like a little screen. It was ridiculous. It was that's dope. By far. And
I got to start getting some better Christmas presents.
It's unbelievable what they do. I mean, every year it's something like just unbelievable, which is it's honestly a blessing. I mean, we grew up watching him.
Yeah.
He's such an icon for us. He's a mentor for us. We want to be like MJ, and you know, to be part of the brand and be a part of this family that we have. You know, I mean, it's truly a blessing.
Real quick, how many guys in baseball are on the brand?
There's 10 guys right now, 11 actually. There's 11 baseball players right now.
I think it's like 750 baseball players. Only 11.
Only 11 get that brand. Well, I just wanted to point this last thing out too, because I know you got to go and you got a ball game coming up. But you have done so much for this community. You have done so much for this team. I know that early in the season you had a team meal or dinner out. You took every. I think you seem to really enjoy giving back. You understand how lucky you are to be in the position you're in. Talk a little bit about that and how you've been able to kind of assimilate yourself to this new city of San Diego.
Well, you know, it's honestly you see it throughout the city now. People actually want to come to ball games. They're like, man, why are you guys leaving? Why are you guys going on the road? You know, we want to come out to the ballpark. You know, we want to watch the Padres play.
Yeah.
Which is it's awesome to see. You know, it's awesome to feel that. I felt that in Baltimore as well when we started winning and we made the playoffs and the fans across the cities were just going bizarre. So it's awesome to see the city now thriving. They're wanting baseball. They're wanting us to win. They actually see playoffs now.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
right.
is awesome. You know. So
it's been a dirty word for quite some time.
Yeah. You know. So it's awesome to see it and feel it because we feel it when they come out here and they give us that love. You know. I mean, it's incredible what they could do. But you know, I try to get back. I mean, I grew up where I grew up. I worked for everything I have now, and you know, I wish it would have been a lot easier. So now that I had the opportunity to help and give back to the community, give back to kids, give them hope. You know, that's what we're looking for. We're finally settling in.
Good.
You know, we're starting to get our hopes up, see what charities we're gonna come and do and what we could do around the city to help out. And you know, that's something that we really care about, me and my wife, and we really wanna give back. We really want kids to, you know, achieve goals like I did,
right?
And it was hard for me. So you know, now I just put myself in that situation. I never forget where I come from. I always remember that. And now we just try to help out everyone. The city, everyone.
Were you ever like the last guy picked for a pickup game?
No, no, no.
In the
no.
schoolyard?
No, no, no.
See, you said it was really hard for you. I'm just giving you. No. I'm just wondering here because
not in sports, not in sports.
Because when I went to like a new school, sports. I was the last guy picked at least once. But I'm thinking you probably never were.
No. I was always the first one.
First one.
I'm an athlete.
They were smart down there in Miami. They know they're athletes.
I mean, I'm sure you have to be careful now. Do you like to hoop?
I like to ball.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to ball. It's been a while. It's been a while, though, but I love it. I mean,
you got the size, so I mean, I figured
I
you must have played a little bit.
I played. Maybe I got to play with AJ. I don't hear. I heard AJ's a little baller.
Yeah, you got to get him out there.
I don't know. He's.
I don't know if he really wants to see you out there.
I don't think he wants to see me out there.
Don't tell him. Hey, Manny, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the season. It's been a thrill to watch you play just a half of a season.
Yeah,
and we're happy to have you in San Diego. And know you're busy. Very nice of you to take time out and visit with us. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, man. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.